I want to discuss a few things about being mispalel for a chayla. At the end of this week's parasha, end of parasha's Pahaloscha, Miriam was stricken with tsaras. Okay, well, she was stricken with tsaras. Tsaras. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes to her rescue. Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem leimar kel no rifo no lo. Hashem, please heal her. A very short tefillah. Chazal said Moshe had the koyach to be mispalel, to be ma'arech b'tefillah, and he had the koyach to be mekatzer b'tefillah. V'eschanan el Hashem, from there we learn Moshe was ma'arech in tefillah, and here we learn that Moshe was mekatzer, a very short tefillah. Kel no refo no lo. Twice did he use the word no. No means please. Please Hashem, heal her. And from here we learn there's something called healing being mispalel for a chayla. And we learn many halachos from this simple little pasuk. The one thing we learn here is he did not mention her name. He did not mention, we're used to, when we were mispalel many times, we mispalel, what's the name of the mother? What's the name of the mother? And you use the name. The reason why we do that is because the chayla generally is not in our presence. And when the chayla is not in your presence, then you're supposed to use the name of the chayla because it assists in carrying the address. When the refuah will come down, it will come down to that individual, but when the chayla is present, then it's not necessary to say the name of the chayla or the chayla, because it's obvious who you are referring to. Some in fact say that if the chayla is present, you should not say their name. Every time you say a person's name, we do not know what this means. We have emunah and chazal, but when you say a person's name, it's mo'oirer din, judgment upon the person. So if you can get away without getting the message across without saying the person's name, that is a maila. So if the chayla is present, it's obvious who we are referring to. It's not necessary to say their name. And adrab, if you're going to say their name, to some degree you're causing them harm. When the chayla is not present, there's no way we can refer to the chayla unless we use their name. So we use their name. Yotza have said they b'schoroi. It's okay to actually use their name.
Sure, when a man makes a sick people and there's a person present, surely you should not say them.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if you're being mispalel for yourself, or you're mispalel for the person, you're saying tilling for a person in the hospital room, or you're making in shul. I mean, how are you going to refer? I don't know how you're going to refer to it in the shul. You're making a mishbech besoch shor chole yisrael. The chayil is there. You're writing a chanami. You don't have to mention the person's name. You can make a general mishbech. Hashem should send refuah shalom to l'chol chole yisrael. The chayil is present. You have kavon. I'm referring to that person. He's present. It's sufficient. Okay, now, it says in Shulchan Aruch, why do we use the name of the mother? The name of the mother is used, not the name of the father. On a matzeva, when we make a kilmola, we generally use the name of the father. On a matzeva, we generally write the name of the father. And by a chayla, we use the name of the mother. So the first thing we say, when it comes to spiritual matters, the neshama, then we use the name of the father. When it comes to the matters relating to the physical matters, we use the name of the mother. And since refuah is primarily we focus on the refuah is haguf, so that's why we focus on the name of the mother. So for davar shebegashmi, it's always the mother. Our davar ruchni, the neshama is no longer here, it's in shemayim, that's in kelmolei, then we use the name of the father. Some have the custom, the svaradim, they think they use the name of the mother on the matzeva as well. And even that, even by some of some literature people also, they use the name on the matzeva, they'll also write the name of the mother. It depends. Okay, now I want to just discuss a few things. First of all, the Seder Shulchan Aruch should just go some basics and then some interesting controversial questions. First thing, I just want to point out what it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, very important Torah. The Torah says the Kol Mi. It's brought down also in the Beis Yosef. The Mevaker Es HaChoyle. If a person visits a sick patient, the Einoi Mevakesh Olav Rachamim Lo Kiyem Mitzvah Zo. Part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to be mispalel. Whether it means you're mispalel in the person's presence, or whether it means you go home and you're mispalel, that is all part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Person wants to get credit for Mekayim, the mitzvah, the proper Cholim. What? That's a tefillah. That is in essence a tefillah. But let's say, different times, madrigals of tefillah. But part of the din of Bikur Cholim is not just, normally means to inspect, to make sure he's being taken care of. What's the primary reason why we do the kecholim? Does he have everything that he needs? Does he have food? Does he have clothing? Is he being taken care of? I checked it out. Everything is okay. I was mekayim the mitzvah. No, the Torah says you also have to be mispalel. That is a chelik of the actual mitzvah. Okay, now there's another very popular meiri. Meiri is a das yachid, but the meiri that says in Chazal, it's a Gemara Masechta Bava Basra, to call me sheyesh loychoyle besoch deso yelech etzel chacham divakesh olav rachamim. In the event, Rachman the son of the person knows of a choyle, he should go to a chacham, and the chacham will be mevakesh olav rachamim. Who is the one that will be mevakesh rachamim? You go to the chacham and mevakesh rachamim. So simply it means, according to this, how most of the Rishonim understand these words of the Gemara, that the chacham will be the one that will be mispalo. I don't know how to be mispalo. That's just not my thing. I'm a computer programmer. I'm not a baki in koyach atzvila. So you go to a Talmud Chacham, he's a tzaddik, he has kavana, you go to him, he gives a bracha, he's mispalo. I go to him and he will be mevakesh rachamim. That is how most of the commentators understand this Maim Chazal. However, the Miri says it's not the pshat. That's a very big mistake. You go to the Chacham and the Chacham will teach you how you should be mevakesh rachamim. You go for a training class in the Koyach HaTzvila, because the tefillah of the Chacham is not going to work anywhere near as good as your own tefillah. If, since this is a member of your family, a member or one of your friends, you know him well, only you can save him. But you need the tools to save him. Go to the Chacham. The Chacham will teach you how to be mispalo so you can be mispalo. Very powerful understanding of a Maimar Chazal. This is a Miri. This Miri is quoted very often in a lot of the Svarim that deal with Tzvila. Now, this here we have over here, I want to read for you a few words from a tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is a fascinating tshuva. Rav Moshe writes that people all the time, they call him up and they write to him, can you do me a toivah, can you be mispalel for a chayla? I have a relative that's not well, and please give him a bracha. Give him a bracha, be pleased, when you daven shmon esha, be mispalel for him. So Rav Moshe writes, I'll read you the words, nimsa lefizah shemish mevakesh mechaveroi. So if a person is mevakesh on his friend, mishu af adam poshut, v'af einoy nizar b'mitzvahs kol kach, af legal, and even legalu me'elu. In the beginning of the tshuva, he refers to himself. People come to me, who am I, Moshe says. He writes these expressions. I'm not Roy, I'm not who people think I am. They think they come to me, I'm just a regular person, Moshe says. Extremely humble. So he says, the truth is, let me explain to you, that in general, when Reuven asks his friend Shimon, even if Shimon is a simple person, he's not nizar in the mitzvahs. Even if he's guru in the elu, which maybe he's not even a Shomer Shabbos. Maybe, who knows what he is. And Moshe says, don't ever underestimate the koyach of a sincere tefillah, even from a person who's not 100% observant. If your friend is a person who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that person has received a request from his friend, please pray for me, pray for my family member, please. You're asking me to pray for you? Who am I? What am I? I'm a nothing of a nothing. You're asking me? You're mechuyev to pray. Tzorek lehispalel avur laHashem yisparach. Meaning these exact words. The evsha shaHashem yisparach. You know, you don't know the way things work. The way things work. Hashem yochush letzilasoi ulibirchasoi meezatam. You may not realize that there's some reason. There's something that you have some zuchus. Ki evsha sheyesh leezat zuchus. It could very well be that you, the person that's now 100% observant, have some unique merit, and in that merit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer your prayer, and only you can help your friend. She'yikabel Hashem Yisparach Tfilosa B'Shvil Zeh. It's an amazing thing. V'gam Zeh, now here, V'gam Zeh Gufoy, She'mitztar B'tzar Shel Chaver V'roitze B'toyvosa She'mekayim B'zeh Mitzvah Hafel V'chol Kamocha. Furthermore, Moshe Nek Nadi Yisot. the fact that you're mishtatef in his tzar, even if your tefillah is not effective at all, is a kiyum of the mitzvah of your hafta l'reacha kamocha. So the person is asked, it happens all the time, people are rachman l'san, they go in for surgery, and they go, okay, I'm going in, do me a favor, be mispal for me. Hear this all the time. He asks, what are you joking? You're asking me to be mispal for you? I can't help myself. I'm going to help you? Doesn't matter. You're mechuyev to be mispal, not that your tefillah is really going to make a difference. First of all, you don't know that. You really do not know the koyach of your tefillah. But even if you did know that your tefillah would not make one bit of a difference, you're mechuyev to be mispal, to be mekayim the mitzvah, v'yohavta l'reyacha kamocha. When you are a mispal, when you say those words in Shemona Esrei, shetishlach refuah shlema l'shamayim to this person, so-and-so, even though you know in your mind, listen, it's not going to make one bit of a difference, but that, if you have some hergish, you're being mekayim a mitzvah d'araisa v'yohavta l'reyacha. Is not just when you see your friend in the street carrying shopping bags and you go over to him, you pick up the shopping bags for him, you give him a ride and you help him out. Of course, that's I would love it. I'm walking on a hot summer day and someone would come by with an air conditioned car and take me to the car and take me home. I would love that, of course. But is even in your mind when no one is watching and you're mispal for your friend who's in the ace tzara, even if you really believe it's not going to make one bit of a difference, your koyach tefillah, that is still according to Moshe, fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yehavta L'Reacha Kamocha. And that's what it says. That's what he writes.
Kaplan, in the tefillah, he says that God wants to see what are you willing to do for yourself. In other words, about praying for yourself. And wants to see, you know, it's important for you to pray. Because God wants to see, are you willing to do anything for yourself? Or are you just going to hurt, you know, let other people do it?
So you have to also do for yourself as well. I mean, also.
Are you willing to do individual
things? Okay, and then he says another amazing thing. This is the really truly amazing thing. He says sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we read the words. We call Malcolm Rami Chiyuva Alel Espalel. Okay, if a person is going back to the same question, if you have been asked to be Espalel, you have an obligation to do so. You know why you have an obligation to do so? Not that Hashem is going to listen to your tefillah. But in the merit that your friend believes in you, Hashem will save your friend. Another ubizchus emunasai shel hapoyin elav yikabel hakadosh baruch hu es tefilaso v'es birchaso. In other words, let's a person goes over to a rav, or go to a talmud chacham, or even another person. You know, I want you to be mispalel for me. What is that? What is that person doing? I have emuna in you. I have faith that you. I recognize that you are a good person. You have merits, and I know that you, if you will be mispalel, Hashem will listen. You're listening to this. Oh, come on! My tefillah is not going to make a difference. It's irrelevant what you know. The fact that the other person has done an act of emuna. To recognize that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, and there are people out there in the world that are tzaddikim, and have done mitzvos, and have zechuyos, and in those zechuyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers prayer, that itself is gold. Even though it may not be true that you at least don't believe in yourself and you actually have the koyach, the fact that you are an instrument in someone else's emunah, you're part of the process, itself is a tremendous zechus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer the tefillah and heal the person. You know, so no, that really means, that basically means, what I'm just saying is amazing, is that, you know, to be a Rav today, you know, I was a child, I looked at Rabbanim, a lot of the Rabbanim, I was in awe. Wow. Like, I was like, these are holy people. These are great people. Unfortunately, as you get older, and some of your friends become Rabbanim, he's a rabbi. What? He's a rabbi. I know him. I know him as a child. Come on. If he can be a rabbi, I can be a rabbi. And believe me, I'm no rabbi. And he's a rabbi. Teretz says, you're right. You just have to wear the clothes. You just have to play the part. Being a rabbi, sorry, I'm just saying, being a clay kodesh sometimes is play the part. If you play the part, other people have you. You become, it's like a big play, a Purim spiel. But other people have faith in you. By other people having faith in you, that itself is a tremendous thing. Because it shows that at least they are yearning to find people, they have a Emunah Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they're yearning, they're striving to find people who are tzaddikim. Whether they're tzaddikim or not, that's another issue, but at least they're looking to seek tzaddik, people who they perceive as tzaddikim, and that itself is a very great tzchus. And that tzchus itself can bring the Yeshua. This is what Moshe is saying. This is not a chassid shavar. It's a very, very interesting. So we have really three very powerful ideas. Person does not know what his merits are. Number two, even if you have no merits, you have an obligation to respond because there is a mitzvah, you have to l'recha kamocha. And number three, the fact that you are part of someone else's emuna itself is very valuable. Play the part. If a person asks you to pray, he is expressing emuna. Let him have that. Give him that hana. Let him believe that your tefillah will actually work. In that way, he is showing this something called emuna, and that is a tremendous thing itself. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, that merit will bring refuah to the person. Now let's go quickly to another very topic. This is a very, very fascinating topic. Are you allowed to be mispalel for a person to die? End of life. Hospice. This is a hot topic today. Well, there are two different things. The hospice issue is really topic of pulling the plug, of doing things to cause people to die prematurely. But let's talk about, let's say a person is in a situation where there is no hope. According to the doctors, it's just a matter of time. Just going to be a matter of days. Is he in pain today? Is he in pain? Is he not in pain today? Today, Baruch Hashem, the pain issue is not 100% solved. But today, people at the end of life, they put them on very high dosages of morphine and other things, which they say they're totally out of it. Okay, but not necessarily. So it's not always true. There are situations. People are, we don't know. You don't really know what goes on 100%. But years ago, 100 years ago, obviously, it was a much, much greater issue. Because most people at the end of life were really in a lot of pain. Okay, so the question is, when a person is at the end of life, and the person is not going to live much longer, the person is not functional, are you allowed to be mispalel that they should die? Not talking about not being mispalel, they should live, but I want to be mispalel, he should die today, immediately. So this is a very interesting topic. There is a run. This topic, and without to discuss this topic, and everyone that discusses this topic, they will always touch upon the shita of the run. Basically, the run in Masechta Nedarim, coming up very soon, Daf Yomi, Daf Mem, and then we'll read the Gemara in a moment, holds, yes, you are allowed to, and that sometimes you mechuyif to mispal that a person who is in pain at the end of life should die. That's different. In a chanami. What?
Only if he's in pain.
Only if he's in pain, correct. No, that's different. Hashem should just have mercy on him. Whatever that means. No, I want to be, there's always, okay, we don't know how tefillah works. Tefillah, we've lost the art of tefillah in our generation. But from the writings of the Mefarshim, it's clear, the more specific you are in tefillah, the better. When you're mispal, if you have the ability to be very specific, that enhances the koyach of tefillah. If it's really, I don't know what to do. Maybe it's better that he should die. Maybe he shouldn't die. Maybe a miracle will happen. Maybe there's some Kabbalistic concept called Chaye Shah. Every moment the neshama is in this world, even in a state of pain, it's a good thing. We don't know. And Achnami, that's really what we do today. Today, that's going to be the bottom line. At the end of what I'm sure there's a motion, all the Gedolim said the Bizman Azeh, you don't do this. You never misspell the Bizman Azeh that a person should die. You misspell that Hashem should have Rachmanis on the person, whatever is the best for the person. If it should die, that should be. If it should live, should live without pain, whatever it is. But let's be very specific. The person is in pain, and you want to be mispalel, the person should die. Are you allowed to do this? The Ran is a Das Yochid, the Ran is a Rishon, says yes, you should be mispalel, you're allowed to be mispalel, the person should die. Now the Ran is based on the Gemara. Let me read you the Gemara. The Gemara himself in the Dom Daf Mem, Rav Dimi Omar Kol HaMavakar Es HaChoyle, Anyone that visits a chole, goyrim lo sheyichya. By visiting a chole, you're causing that he should live. V'chol here, the key words, v'chol she'enoi mevaker es ha'chole, goyrim lo, you're causing she'yomus, he should die. The Gemara says, Akasha, what? By not visiting the chole, you're causing that he should die? Salk da'itach, the kamasna of the Gemara, my grandma, ilim, v'chol mevaker es ha'chole, mevaker es ha'rachamim, she'chia, v'chol she'enoi mevaker es ha'chole, mevaker es ha'rachamim, she'yomus, she'yomus salk da'itach, ela, kol she'enoi mevaker es ha'chole, anyone that does not visit a chole, she'enay mevaker es ha'chole, enay mevaker shracham of love, lo she'yichya v'lo she'yamos. What it means is, if you don't visit the chole, the Gemara is a little vague. That's why the Ran has a Pesach. If you don't visit the chole, you're not going to be mispala. And the meaning, the implication is according to the Ran, but if you would be mevaker of the chole, then you wouldn't be mispalel. What will you be mispalel? Well, sometimes you'll be mispalel that he should live, and sometimes you'll be mispalel that he should die. So that's how the Ran learns the Gemara. That's the chiddush of the Ran. The Ran says, read the exact words, Einay mevakei shalav racham lo sheyichav lo sheyamos v'zuhi ro gedoyla she'im hoya mevakro. These are the words, if you would visit the chayla, hoya mevakei shalav rachamim v'yevshe she'yesh she'es ratzon hu v'teit filos nishmas u'menias. Wait, I'm reading the wrong. Where's the Ran over here? U'menias ha'biko gorim sheyamos v'haynu d'menias ha'biko hu gorim es kiv misas ha'chayla. Well, give me 1 second. The castle of Haran near Biena, Yochi Kamar. Pamim, these are those words. Pamim shetzorich levakesh ala choyle sheyomos. The Ran cannot be more explicit. There are times when you should pray a person should die. Kigoin. Shemitztaer ha'chole b'chol yoy harbe v'e'ev shelo sheyichi can no longer live. Can I mean perikonis and he brings the quoted Gemara in a moment. So the Ran says that's what Pshat the Gemara means. And the Gemara says that if you don't visit the chole, you're not going to be mispalo. And if you would visit the chole, you would be mispalo. Sometimes he'll be mispalo that he should live, and sometimes he'll be doing him a favor by visiting him that you will be mispalo that he should die and get over with the suffering. Ferish Ran. Now, the Ran brings a raya. What is the raya? This raya is very controversial. The maidservant of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the codifier of Shisha Sidri Mishnah. All of the Rabbanon were being mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring a refuah shalema to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. And the maidservant, they didn't have access. It was they shut off, they closed close quarters. They didn't have access to drive them crazy. So they were mispalel outside. The only one that was taking care was the nurse. Who was the nurse? The maidservant. And she, now Rabbeinu HaKadosh, was not in a coma, not hooked up to 20 machines. He was conscious. And not only is he conscious, he was davening. And he would put on his, can you imagine, he was functional. He was putting on his film, taking off his film. Every time he put on his tefillin, it says, he had a tremendous tsar. The cave of the Chazi Amsei the Rebbe to call Kol Kama Zim the Kama Zim in the Beis Hakisei. Every time he went to the Beis Hakisei, the Anach Tefillin the Komet Stair. He had pain going to the Beis Hakisei and putting on taking off his tefillin. She said, "Enough of this. This man has to die. Rabbeinu HaKadosh has to die because he's in too much pain." And these Talmidim outside over here who are davening, they're holding him back from dying. I gotta stop them from davening. So she created a commotion, a distraction, so they should stop being mispalel, so Rabbeinu HaKadosh should die. So she did something to cause tefillah to come to an end so that he would die. So she actually did something to bring about his death, not physically, but spiritually. So the Ran says, and here you learn from the maid servant, an incredible chiddush, from the maid servant of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that you can do something spiritually to cause a person to die. Now the raya is a very weak raya, as all the Mepharshim say. Number one, all she did was stop. Number two, she wasn't mispalel, she just stopped. Number two is, why bring a raya from a maid servant And not from the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon obviously disagreed, because all of the Rabbanon were busy being mispal that he should not die. What?
The one who was misad of the Gemara, who's
that? Ravina Ravashi.
He put it in.
So Rav Moshe, a lot of the Gedolei, a lot of Rav Moshe, they pulled that care. The reason why all the other Rishonim disagreed with the Ran is because, again, learn from the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were mispalel that they should live. And someone, even if you want to learn the Ran is right, I'm mixing a lot of the Rachmanim, what they say about this Ran, even if you want to learn like the Ran, and then maybe Nechon is a Raya, that's only a Raya for the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when the Rabbanu were very great Tzaddikim, and if the Rabbanu were Mispal, and Hashem said to the Rabbanu, no, then in Achnami, when Hashem says no, then you can be Mispal that a person should die. But Bizman HaZeh, Who says Hashem has never said no, because no one has ever yet been mispalel that the person should live. No one has reached a level of tefillah in our day that's equivalent to the Rabbanon of their prayer in the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, where Hashem says no. Hashem told the Rabbanon no. Okay, so Hashem told the Rabbanon no, so now the Amos of the Rebbe was correct. But today, no, Hashem has not said no. The reason why Hashem has not said no is because no one has come forward to be mispal. Just because they're saying one kapitel Tehillim, so say another kapitel Tehillim. Maybe when you'll say 2, 3, 4, 5 kapitel Tehillim, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say yes. So you cannot really use the Gemara that was said concerning Rabbeinu HaKadosh for what is said today. Now that's what let me just clarify. Even though the Ran is clear as day, and he brings Zarias, that a person is allowed to be mispalel, that a person should die when he's in a situation of end of life and he's not going to live. And there's also another very powerful writer to this. This yisod is from Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, where Reish Lakish lost his mind. It says he lost his mind, and Rabbi Yochanan, well, they were mispalel that he should die. Actually, it says Vlohave. They saw it was beyond hope. There was no solution. It says in the Gemara in Bar Mitzia, Rabbi Yochanan lost his mind. Reish Lakish died, and Rabbi Yochanan lost his mind because his chavrusa died. The shof midaite b'misasa shel Reish Lakish ubohu rabbanon rachane alei v'noch nafshe. The simple reading of the Gemara is they will misspell that he should die. Okay, you want to say it doesn't mean they tell him he should die. They will misspell that he should be at peace. And whatever it is, and Hashem said the way he'll be at peace is to die. But Parshas says they will misspell that he should die. So that's a very strong right, the Shita of the Ran. So what we take away from this is the Ran very clearly says, he interprets the Gemara, we have a Raya, that from the Amse the Rebbe, and the Gemara Masechta the Nedarim, coming up in the Daf Yomi, that if you have to be Mevaker Chayla, because if you're not going to be Mevaker, you're not going to know what to be Mispal for good or for bad. The Gemara does seem to indicate that if you would go, you would be Mispal that for bad, that he should die. You're allowed to be Mispal that a person should die at the end of life. The Rush strongly disagrees with the Ran. The Rosh, clear as day, says there's no such thing as being mispal that a person should die. The best you can do is be mispal that Hashem, as Mr. Murillo said, Hashem shav rachmanis upon the person. Whatever is in the best interest of the person, you should mispal. Halacha l'maisa, all the gedolim shel Rav Moshe Feinstein says you never mispal bezman hazeh that a person should die, because we don't know how things work. And you can't bring a raya from the time, we don't pass like the Ran, and you can't bring a raya from the story of Amasai the Rebbe because of all the other problems. The Rabbanon were misfollowed that he should live, maybe learn from the Rabbanon. We follow the sheet of the Rosh, that you're not misfollowed with the person. In fact, he writes your letter to Rav Wozner, Zechat Tzak Levrach. Here he's still called Shlita. And I'll read you his words. He writes over here, V'zachisi l'kabalas tshuvasei maskonas tevalef. Rav Wozner writes, D'afilu inema kedas haran, even if the Ran is correct, that a person, when you should be misfollowed, the person should die, mikol makom, ein anu bikin l'sha'er, v'leida b'diyuk mosa nimsachoy l'matzav zesh shekvar kol sov v'ofso kol tikva. Bezman hazeh, even though the doctors tell us there's no hope, there is no hope. We're not experts. We're not comfortable in being precise in this matter. That his suffering is at a point, at a degree, where the proper thing is to be mispalel al moisai. Ulchein lemaisa ein linoig b'tfila zo ad kan diburo. Paskins that you should not be mispalel, that a person should die never. Not again. It's
like
that. Rav Wozner and Rav Moshe Feinstein.
Rabbi Feinstein.
Yes. Also, same thing. Don't never be mispalel that a person no matter what. Just be mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmanis on him for his best.
What is an attitude in terms of tefillah for, let's say, a person, a child has tay sacks?
Same exact thing. It's the same exact thing, he seems to say. He says, Hashem should have Rachmanis. Whatever the best is. Hashem should have Rachmanis, whatever the best is.
But their shita was, from them, was never to use heroic measures to save them.
That's another thing.
I understand, but nevertheless.
Right. You don't want heroic measures at the end of life, DNR.
Major situation.
What?
This is not even an Indian of suffering.
This is the very controversial. Let's we want to clarify one thing. Rabbi Mayevsky is pointing out, we're not discussing medical procedures.
Right.
We're not discussing a DNR. We're not discussing medication. We're talking one thing only. Most posts, not all, agree that at end of life you do no heroic measures. You let the person go. You don't do a DNR.
I'm talking about how much tefillah is necessary for, let's say, K-sex.
Tefillah is a personal thing. What a person feels appropriate, that's what every person is different. What's good for you is not good for someone else. Too much tefillah is no good. It's a burden. It's too much. Rav Moshe used to say, Rabbi Reis always says over the name of Rav Moshe, that let's say, you know, in yeshiva every so often there's someone that's sick. And they get up, and they all go in the middle of Seder and they start saying Tehillim. How much Tehillim should you say for Talmud Chacham? So Rav Moshe said that you say just enough Tehillim, and when you get to the point when you start to daydream, you've already said too much. In other words, you start saying one capital. Okay, so one capital you can concentrate. Another capital. No, you get ready to the fourth capital, you're thinking, what's for lunch? What's for lunch? What am I doing tonight? When you get to that point, in the middle of saying Tehillim, when you're already daydreaming, forget it. You lost focus. How much can... What is the concentration span of a person? They had an article recently in the news that we have less concentration span than an insect. Isn't that what Apple? They had a Google and Apple study that our concentration span today has gone down to such a small degree because we're so distracted by all different types of technology. We have a very short concentration span. But that's a attention span. That's a different idea. So we're not discussing medical. We're discussing purely a question of can a person, we have to understand this other point, there's a certain satisfaction in being very specific in your davening. It's one thing general, whatever is good is good. It's a very nice tool, but if you can ask, have a goal, goals, goal-oriented tefillah is very satisfying. A goal-oriented tefillah would be, let's be mispalel, the person should die. That would be satisfying. Is that permitted? So the Ran says, absolutely. That's Pshat in the Gemara. I'll bring your eyes in the Gemara. Person is end of life. There's no LP. You want to talk about miracles? One in a million? You know, you have to be chayish for one in a million. Have a goal-oriented tefillah. Person should die. Rosh says, what are you talking about? That's not what Pshat in the Gemara. Halacha l'maaseh, do we pass like the Ran? Do we pass like the Rosh? This shaila is probably much more practical b'zman hazeh, because today, in a certain sense, because of medical technology, we know a lot more. Maybe in the olden days, you know, people were very sick. You know, you don't even know what's going on. Who knows? They can come back. And all they had was a cold. They had a flu. They looked like they were dying, but really, it was no big deal. Today we know quite a bit, and doctors can tell you there's nothing to talk about over here. The person is brain dead. Let's just pull the plug. What are you torturing the person? So Rav Moshe says, nevertheless, even though there are many reasons to say that Bizman Hazel, we can already tilt to the side of the Ran, Rav Moshe says, no, no such thing. There's a Rosh that disagrees, and certainly there's Manazeh, we know less and less of what goes on with the Neshama. Don't play around.
This is a very, very slippery slope. Just now when we have the Sassoon
kid, yeah.
I don't want to say, but people are thinking the mother, is she dead alive or dead? I mean, how do you make a decision like that?
Okay, Nachnami. So we know a lot today. We know a lot. Medicine, we know an enormous amount. Rav Wozna says, he's very delicate. The words here are very delicate words. We don't really know, so just don't focus on the goal oriented. So the question of the Tesach, it's the same exact thing. What's the difference? There's no difference. You have to have Rachmanis. Hashem should have Rachmanis on this person. Whatever it is, it is. Whatever.
You can't rush into somebody, you can't pull the plug.
No, we're not talking about pulling the plug. That is a separate topic. We're not talking about that. We're talking only about goal-oriented tefillah for a person in such a matzef. The satisfaction of being installed with something specific. So, halacha l'maaseh, we don't. Okay, we should never know from this.
Oh, today
was the art site.
So, I know they knew they were gone.
They didn't know they were gone.